G'day guys and welcome back to the Dylan Friends podcast. This week it's a bit different. I'm catching up with my good mate Tommy Sheridan. Lots happened over the last few weeks. We're talking about the last 3 months and what's updated. Obviously I finished up with the Giants. He's just been re-rookied and there's plenty of news. We catch up on the off-season. Obviously I got engaged. All the stuff I'm up to now. Tommy, you know, he went wild in LA. He had a good time. Also went over to Perth. He's got a few stories there. We recap Movember. Shout out to all those guys who donated. I couldn't be happier with all that. And so tune in, sit back, relax. Tommy Sheridan, here we go. And just quickly, this show would not be possible without our good friends at Bonds. What a perfect time to buy someone a present for Christmas. Socks and jocks, there's nothing better. Let's go.
Hi, this is the Dill and Friends podcast. I'm Deborah, Dylan's mum. Thanks for tuning in and I hope you like the show as much as I do. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a bit different this week. We've got him back, Dylan Friends alumni, one of my old friends, one of my old acquaintances actually, former teammate, Dylan Friends alumni, Thomas, Tommy, Train, Dad Kisser, Sheridan. Welcome, brother.
Woohoo! It's good to be back, big fella. Don't you dare tell anyone that I kiss me, old man. That's you, and you know that's you only. Mate, it's a privilege to be back. It's an absolute honour to be back twice. Jeez, the number one podcast in the game. Move over Damien Barrett, you know, the big purple sitting second, and big Dill's at number one. Jeez, it's good to be back, Dill.
That's the energy we love, my friend. That's why you're back on the show. It's been overwhelming, the amount of numbers that are... that wanted another out with the Train. And, mate, I thought it was very fitting because we haven't caught up for a while. A lot of things have changed since last time. I've been made redundant. You were made redundant. Then you got your job back. Bits going on the off-season. I got up to a fair bit. You went away by yourself, which was a bit sad, but we'll touch on that later. But let's get into it, my friend. How's Sydney going quickly?
It's fantastic. It's just it's good to have just a locker room nice and peace and quiet, you know. There's no lunatic running around with 43 on his back. It's just good to be back in Australia. You know, the big fella wasn't really in the country for a while. Yeah, mate, that's all I've got for you right there. It's good.
What about Lethal Leon?
Lethal Leon, he's going well. I think he might be on holidays at the moment. Big Lethal, he come back, checked in. It was good to see the big fella. I think he mentioned something around your...
Is he missing Big Dill just hitting 45s or not?
Yeah, he's missing that. He just wants that. He wants that dashing half back that gets in for a couple of sessions during the year to fire the boys up. But no, there's been a bit of talk about Dill. There's two things I've got for you, mate, and they're one good, one bad. We'll start with which one do you want first?
Oh, I can't imagine there being any bad. Let's start with the good first.
We'll start with the good. Well, the good is they reckon there will be a – I'm not sure what kind of presentation or ceremony, but they might be retiring number 43. They reckon – and you might think I'm going to. I think there's actually legs to the story.
Do you reckon they've retired it or do you reckon they just can't – that they're not picking anyone crap enough to wear it?
No. Don't be stupid, Dill. It's you rarely get a forward pocket, swing him half back, swing him both clubs and get the boys up. It's a big void to fill, and I think there's strong rumours that the draftees were too nervous to take it because they knew they couldn't fill out the heavy number like you, mate.
Oh, look, I met those boys on draft night, Lockie Ash, Tommy Green, gee whiz, there's some good kids, those first rounders. And look, I did think that the pick four would maybe get honoured with the pick 43, but I think it might be a bit too much expectation in his first year. Let him settle in. Yeah, like you said, mate, big shoes to fill.
Yeah, exactly. You want to, as a first year, and for those that missed your piece in the Herald Sun, which you're just everywhere, the big journalism, his podcast, he's on 3AW, geez, you're doing well, you're running Puma. Mate, you're spot on. Under the radar first few years and just earn the respect of the playing group. But anyway, to the bad news, they've introduced a new rule at the club. You wouldn't read about it, mate. You're killing us. You know what it is?
What is it, mate?
The Dylan Buckley rule, because you've got no integrity and no punctuality. They're saying that if you're late to the gym, it's the Dylan Buckley penalty. You've got to come back after hours and clean the whole thing.
Oh, mate, that's a reward. To be honest, mate, I was never a fan of the gym. You wouldn't know it by the size of me. Alex Natera, I've got no idea what he's doing in there. I was running my own program by the end of it. I'd rock up halfway through, pick up the dumbbells, punch a couple out, a few beach weights for Bondi, maybe a couple push-ups, and then I'm out of there. The rest of that stuff's overrated, mate. You don't need leg weights. You don't need upper body. You don't get the 41 games in 8 years doing weights. I'll tell you that much.
One thing that you would know.
Yeah, that is true.
I wouldn't know, mate. I've never skipped a gym day in my life. Haven't you looked at my legs?
You've never skipped a hamburger as life either.
In-N-Out burgers apparently go really well.
All right, mate, let's move on. That's all bull dust, by the way. I was always early to everything. Off-season, mate, that's what we want to talk about. There's been a lot that's happened. It's been a big, big few months for both of us. I've got some big news. You've got some big news. Let's start with you, though, mate, because as soon as the season finished, you jetpack, you pack your bag, and you're off for LA. You're meant to have had a couple of teammates go with you, Griff Logue, Matty Tabanar. When they pulled out on you, you threw the invite to me 24 hours before and asked me to come. I said, mate, piss off. I do not want to travel with you. So you went there one out, and there's nothing funnier than when it's like when a girl or a boy breaks up with their girlfriend and they put up on Snapchat how much fun they're having while they're away. It's like, if you're having that much fun, don't post it everywhere all the time. I don't need to know. That was a big train in LA.
Yeah, well, I'd also say that's false still. But 3 men with poor integrity once again, all committing verbally to the train about coming to Newport Beach and pulling out within a week or a few days to it. So I booked my flights, I'm organised, and I headed over to catch up with a few friends. I was one out for a few days there, and it was a great experience, mate. And look, you can't not put stories up when you're having that much fun. I see you down at Rush Cutters walking the dog at all hours. I think we're upside down. So when I called you, you were just waking up. So it was a pleasure to just touch base with a few of you. But I'm glad you brought it up, mate. It's a beautiful place in the world, and I highly recommend it.
And for all those wondering as well, it's pretty much you and a tea bag, that place. It's fake, no integrity. But you know what they do love over there? They love their NFL. And gee whiz, didn't you have some fun at the NFL? You love your NFL. You watch it all. You don't actually sleep on Sunday nights. You watch it all night. Did you have some fun watching NFL over there?
It's a great point, Dil. I love NFL. Now, before I go on about NFL, who does Lamar Jackson play for? Quick question for you, mate.
Lamar Jackson, no interest in it, mate. Not even going to try.
Yeah, that just sums up where you're at with the NFL sport. Mate, it's one of the best games in the world. I can't talk it up anymore. I got down to one game, had the privilege to watch the Rams and San Fran, and that was a bit disappointing. The Rams didn't really rock up. We've both been there, just prepared beautifully, just didn't rock up on the day. Come back next week, fellas.
Most of my career, that one.
Sports bars, mate, just the sports bars. They just go off, you know, Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday, all morning, all day. You know, it's what I live for. And, I'm sure there's a few NFL fans out there. I reckon Lamar Jackson will be MVP. I reckon the Ravens will win the Super Bowl. I'm a big fan of both. We're heading into fantasy playoffs at the moment. Now, I know you're not a fan, but there's heaps out there that I'm sure are real nervous this week. So, mate, it was a great trip. Probably why I went over there, because I love the American sport.
Yeah, incredible, mate. Very interesting. That story. Now, also, there is a funny story that I do like that's happened over there. And again, you'll have to film in on this, because again, we haven't really spoken too much. But you sent me a really nice photo over there. You were rocking the Ricks, obviously. You were rocking the Dylan Friend, the navy blue T-shirt, and you've got a selfie with a young lady. I don't know who she was, but she was, you know, she looked famous. I could tell she was famous. Who was she, and what happened there?
She was actually just a big frother of the podcast, put plain and simply. As you know, I sent you a text, said I've just rocked up and met this famous young lady and she wants a T-shirt. Her name was Nina Dobrev. She's Dobrev. Off the Vampire Diaries and Triple X. I'm sure a few of you have seen Triple X, big Vinny Diesel, Cogs' mate.
Love Vin Diesel. Stephen Canelio reminds me of Vin Diesel.
Yes. So she was there at the cafe. She's worn the Rick's eyewear before, and I just thought I'd go up and say hello and introduce myself and represent the brand in Australia and just say how we love seeing her in the sunnies and thanks for looking after us and chucking a pickup and all that kind of jazz. And before I got to say anything, she's gone, oh, unbelievable T-shirt. And I looked down at my chest and I had the Dylan Friends navy blue on. And, that's why I text you, mate. It was a Rick's Dylan Friends combo when I took the selfie. It was a beautiful snap, except for the fact that I wasn't prepared for the selfie and kind of stuffed it up.
Well done, Nina. Fantastic effort by Nina over there, and obviously very big in LA. So shout out to our LA supporters, mate. Obviously, so you've had the fantastic time over in LA. Okay, you've done your thing. You've been one out for a while. That was a bit weird, but then you've caught up with a few mates.
Just for the record, I was with Timmy Taranto and Harry Himmelberg for all those just out there. Had a great trip, the boys.
You were with them for about 3 days at the end, but besides that, you were one out just sort of hanging out with people on Malibu. Anyway. Post LA, you've gone over to the motherland, back to WA. Fantastic place over there, WA. We have a lot of supporters over in WA, and you've had a good time over there. Now there is one little segment I do want to touch on here, because one of our good mates over there, he's a big fella, he's a good looking fella, but he's not the smartest fella. He's had a bit of a mishap with his new car.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. We've actually given him a new nickname, the Big Diesel. Not the sharpest tool in the shed, Dill, Big Matty Tabernar. He's one of those blokes that demands the ball deep when he's at full forward, except when he's at centre-half forward, he rolls on the left and kicks a lateral ball turnover. But if it was on the other end, he'd be going, why aren't you pumping it into me? So he's just not all there, Big Matty boy. But
yeah,
that was the same thing when he picked me up from the airport. He accidentally swapped the pumps. He was under the pump for time, and he chucked the wrong... He's chucked unleaded in the diesel car, obviously my trip to Perth was about 6 hours just waiting at this side of the road for some help. wasn't a great start.
Brand new car, unleaded in the diesel tank, and he's cooked it.
Yep. He wasn't happy. The car had it was like it was on Pimp My Ride. The thing was like hydraulics for about 5 kilometers, and then he goes, "I think I've stuffed my car up." I said, "I think you have as well, mate." So. Pulled over on Leach Highway there and he actually called the fuel station just to confirm what he chucked in the car. And once he got the confirmation, the big pumpkinhead wasn't happy. So now he sits with a big man Diesel.
I've heard he's actually a bit tight on the wallet, big Matty Tabs. And is it true that he actually asked for once the petrol actually got sucked out of the diesel to get the money back for the petrol?
Oh, yeah, he asked for a quick refund. I think he only chucked 10 litres in the stingy dog. So he asked for their $25 back. I couldn't believe it. He was trying to sell
the petrol back to the petrol station.
Yeah, he's running a tight ship, Matty, and that's why we love him.
mate, so as we said, we've both had good off-seasons. We've been talking about yours for a while. Would you want to ask me about mine? Anything happen over there? Do you want to just talk about you the whole time?
Well... Yeah, thanks, mate. I didn't think I'd get a breath in here. Well, look, mate, you've got some big news. And not only you got big news, I want you to really paint the picture here, because obviously I was there. You told me during the middle of the year about this and I kept it a secret and was looking forward to it unfolding. Mate, you're engaged and congratulations. It's an amazing effort. I don't know what kind of girl would say yes to you for the rest of their life, but it's unbelievable that you've got a partner for the rest of your life, and couldn't be happier for you, mate. But can you run the fans through how that, went down?
Oh, of course I can. It's funny when you say you kept it under wraps, mate. I think that you just genuinely didn't care and you just totally forgot about it, because when I told you it all went down, you said, oh, mate, yeah, I forgot about that. Good on you. And then you started talking about Rick's again. Anyway, I will tell the story, mate, because there is one thing, I don't nail a lot, okay? And things that I don't nail, 45s, okay? But there is one thing I nail, and it's proposals. I nailed this one, Tommy, and I've got brownie points for life.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, because I know you didn't fail, but you kind of, you kind of led her family on. Is that what we thought when you went away?
I'll tell you the story. So basically,
you get into the story.
I had the ring. I got the ring. at some stage. It was early in the year, and I was planning to do something in the buy. I didn't really know what I was doing yet. Beautiful Justine, my partner, we've been together for 10 years, so thought it better be time. I knew I was going to probably head home at the end of the year, and thought, you know what, this is a good time, end in Sydney, good 2 years here, been absolutely fantastic. I'm going to nail this. So I got the ring, kept it at home, checked on it every day, and I'd planned the mid-season break. And just as the mid-season was happening, one of my other close mates, Nick Graham, Pussy Graham, the worm that used to play at Carlton, used to plot around there, he got engaged that weekend. So he stuffed that one up for me. So I said, all right, look, I'm going to wait to the end of the year. Waited to the end of the year, got to the end of the year, and I got made redundant at the Giants, all in plan, you know, shake hands, thank you very much. And we finish up. And I had a couple of weeks on the cordials, which was good, which was really good. Got some liquid courage. And after that, we went away down to Port Stephens. And at this stage, mid-year, I'd actually spoken to Justine's dad about, you know, this, got the tick of approval, and he was wrapped. He threw a party nearly. He was absolutely fantastic. Couldn't believe his daughter had got so lucky. And we went away at the end of the year, and I was starting to panic now because I was like, well, I haven't organised, you know, a whole lot yet. I sort of had an idea of what I wanted to do, but hadn't done it. And we went to Port Stephens, and I had the ring on me the whole time. I was wearing this bum bag around. She's like, why are you wearing that bum bag? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just really like bum bags. Like, they're really cool. Like, just walking around with this bum bag, like, everywhere in Port Stephens. Everyone's looking at me like an absolute idiot. Like I'm Tommy Sheridan. Anyway, so we get back there, and I'm like, no, this isn't the time. It's not the time. It's not the right place. And I said, I want something special. I want something that is us, you know, something that, like, it's going to happen, and we're going to remember it because we do it every day. It's not out of the norm. I'm never going to go back to Port Stephens, but there is one thing I'm going to do. Every day, Justine and myself, we wake up early, we go for a walk. We walk Frankie the same route. We go down Paddington, down the alleyway, get a coffee, back down the alley, up the street, over the road to the dog park, sit there, we chat every morning. Beautiful way to start the day. So I said, this is what I want to do. I want to get a booklet. I'm going to write a passage. So basically I said, good, you know, all the lovey-dovey. I said, good morning, my angel, little devil child. My little devil sweetie pie. You know, waking up next to you is the best day of my life, da-da-da-da. What I want you to do is get changed, go downstairs, and put Frank on the lead and walk to a certain spot where we go. Anyway, so I've given her this book, walked out of the room, said you can't open it until then. So I leave the room, she opens a book. So she gets downstairs, does that, then she turns a page. And then there's another little bit, da da da. We're at this spot now, da da. Frank knows that mum needs a coffee. Once you've got your coffee, turn the page. So she walks to the coffee shop, coffee waiting there, Tommy. I teed it up the day before. So it's sitting there.
Oh, you're bloody good to her, mate. That's why she said yes, I reckon.
And then she turns a page again, walks back down the alleyway. I said, stop at the corner where Frank pulls on the lead. So she stops at the corner, turns again, riding. You're getting the point here. So I'm saying there's a story, some nice words, point. Meanwhile, I'm at the park waiting. By the way, this walk takes 5 minutes. 30 minutes later, I'm sitting there going, all righty, maybe this was not the best idea. She has not rocked up yet. Basically gets to the park. And there I am, and I'm there waiting at the spot, and she says, in the last page of the book, it says, you know, come up, see me, give the book to me, I read out my passage, and I say, Justine, will you marry me? And there it is, mate, and the rest is simple. The rest is history. I actually forgot to get out on one knee because I was that nervous, and I say this in all respect, one of the best, worst days of my life. As soon as that was over, I was happy. But before that, mate, I'm telling you now, I've never been so nervous. I knew she was going to say yes. How can you not? But, you know, yeah. It's still.
Don't know why you're nervous, mate. You got a head for podcast, but you're right. She's not going to say no to that, mate. It's a beautiful story, though. It's one for all the listeners out there that are going to get on the knee, just finish the job and get on the actual knee. But, geez, the lead up to that, it's brilliant. Painted it beautifully.
And thank you, mate. I am an artist. And what I would say for all those people out there, if they are thinking about getting engaged, I'd say pick something that you do every day, because that walk we did every morning. So now, you know, when we go back to Sydney, it's just always there. It's something that we did all the time, something a bit more sentimental. So that's my tip to all those lovebirds out there.
Yeah, it's special. It's something the train will implement down the track, I reckon. It's good advice.
Train's got to get a girl. Train's got to find a girlfriend for once in his life.
Yeah, single and ready to mingle still, Dil. But anyway, it's yeah, it's good. It's how does it feel now that you're engaged? You got the big party coming up. That's probably the first time I'll see you, so that'll be a good night. A few waters that night.
Did you get the invite? Did you?
Yeah, got the invite. Justine gave us a call. Said I was apparently I'm host. I said no, thank you. I'll just be enjoying myself.
No, very excited for that, mate. And then, but just besides that, I've just been obviously, yeah, moved back to Melbourne, doing my thing, mate. Enjoying the real work here, 9 to 5. Don't get to chase the leather around for a living anymore. So I'm very, very busy.
Oh, you're not chasing the leather, but geez, you're chasing everything else. Where isn't he? Is it 3AW? He's running Puma. He's doing gigs left, right, and center. He's rolling into Carlton. He's telling the leadership group, get out the way. The big deal's back in town, baby. Geez, what else have you been doing, mate? In fact, there's some serious stuff you've been doing. Movember, you've given it a nudge. I can't believe you've even put some whiskers on the top lip. Run me through Movember. It's a great foundation, and a few blokes got on board. Can you just touch on that for me?
Yeah, I will. Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for bringing that up, mate. That's fantastic. Look, you know me. I'm very passionate about my mental health in males and all health in general, you know, but mental health is definitely something that's very important to me. Mate, I had the Dil & Friends team, and look, I put the feelers out. A few awesome young guys joined the team. It was really, really fantastic, mate. The Dil & Friends team this year raised $14,662. That's more than a rookie contract. It's an incredible effort. Patrick Stowe, I've got to give a massive shout out to Patrick Stowe. He carried the team himself. He raised $6,750. So, Patty, thank you very much for that, mate. You're going to have to take the shoulders. And I'll do just quickly, Tommy, if I can. Well, it's my show, so I will.
Of course, mate. Of course.
I'm going to give a quick shout out to everyone else. Kieran Tate, Justin De Giugio, Nick Barnes, Mickey Rath, Benjamin Hall, Ian McAloney, Declan Maroney, Jacob Viney, Michael Klomp, Christian Jacks KJ, Jake Bateman, Michael Rubino, Jake Stiles, Bradley Walter, Niall Bugle, and James Phillips. Thank you so much, boys, for all your support. They are a part of the Dil & Friends team. They opened up, and they did. And I just want to say, mate, for all those out there listening, Movember, just because it's finished doesn't mean the conversations have to stop. Tommy, listen to this for a stat, mate. Globally, every minute a man dies by suicide. In Australia, 75% of men, 75% of suicides are men. So just quickly again, what can we do to help our mates? We can talk, we can ask, listen, encourage action, and check in. So that's just a big one for me on this time. Probably an eye-opening experience being a part of Movember this year. I was an official ambassador and getting to hear a lot of stories. So it's something that's growing, but you know, the stats are still in the wrong favour.
Yeah, it's not good, and it's great that you bring it up, mate. It's good that we can share those stats, and it's awesome to geez, a big team. It was a fantastic team, and well done, $15,000 or $14,000. It's an incredible effort. So yeah, big round of applause to you and the boys, mate. Well done.
Tommy, it's that season to be jolly. Santa's coming.
Oh, la 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 la.
Jeez, it's a beautiful time of the year, my friend.
It's the best time, Dil. It sure is.
You know, there's only two things I want on my Christmas list this year.
Yeah? What's that, Dil?
Bonds, socks, and jocks. Please, Tommy, will you tell me you've got me some Bonds, socks, and jocks?
Of course I can. And I will. But where do I get them, Dil?
I do know where to get them. www.bonds.com.au.
Oh, say it again for me, loud and clear.
I'll say it once, I'll say it one more time. That's www.bonds.com.au.
Oh, just added a couple to the cart. You're getting looked after this Christmas, man.
Thanks, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Tommy, and now a bit more recently, mate, there's been some fantastic news on your behalf. You were made redundant there for a while, and like myself, it's redundancy. You didn't get the package, but obviously, mate, you thought you were going to get picked up in the draft. You didn't. You thought you were going to get picked up the next night. You didn't. And then you thought you were going to get rookied first, and Jake Stein's pipped you. So you're the second rookie pick. You didn't even, you did not even get picked first. You got picked second by Jake Stein. The bloke's been playing footy for about 3 minutes. He's just been doing decathlons his whole life. And he beats you in the rookie draft. What's going on?
Oh, geez, the wheels are rolling. The wheels are rolling off the big train, but he's going to have a big season, I reckon. Oh, geez. Well, I had a little text message group with our boy Sprowley, one of the funniest men in the locker room now that you've left. And then, yeah, big Steenie. I reckon he G'd up Jace McCartney because he's just sent this text message about 10 minutes before it starts and goes, hey, boys, obviously on the rookie wages, the tuna and rice all year. He goes, why don't we have a nice breakfast down at a nice cafe? And whoever goes first in the rookie gets two meals from the bottom two. I said, well, I've played 82, so no worries. I'm going first. And then online I checked me and I picked 28 and he's gone 16. And I thought, Jesus Christ, that's another meal for big Steiny boy. So well done, Jake. Yeah, rookie draft, mate. It's good. I almost thought I should change 11 to 43, but I don't think I'm equipped to even put that jumper on. It's that heavy. Yeah, it's good, mate. It's obviously, you know, it's good to go around again. It was a bit, you know, was a bit nervous there. They I think they flipped the coin for me or you, mate, and I've gone heads, you've gone tails. So maybe just go heads next year. But it is a privilege to be back at one of the It is great to be it is great to be back at the club. Great energy and looking forward to a big 2020.
I know you are, mate, because I know you're firing. But the funny thing about you is, mate, Tommy the time trial.
Here
king,
we go. Here we go.
There is one thing about you, mate, and it is that you are built for December. You are absolutely flying this time of year. I've never seen a man get so excited by an off-season program. You go home, you get your program, you're on the first flight, you go home, you give your dad a kiss on the lips, and you go, Dad, let's go for a run. You run every single day, and then you rock up day one. You say, oh, yeah, has anyone been training? Nah, not me. You know, everyone's got this bloke at the footy club. Nah, I haven't been training, mate, I haven't been training. And then, gee whiz, it's grand final day. They say 2K. Tommy's eyes light up. He gets on that line, and, geez, he run Forest runs, doesn't he? He loves the 2K time trial, Tommy. Tommy, time trial king.
Gee whiz, I've just got to cop that. They call me Mr. September, but we can go with December if you want. We can go with December. Yeah, look, just privilege again. Just the big Briss back at home, the old boy. He's giving me the jeans, the sloppy rig, and just the great endurance. So when it gets to the 2K event, it's me pet event, and you know, blokes that can't run over a kilometre like yourself, just love ripping into those blokes. And look, mate, you just got to cop that. You just got to accept it and move on.
You would have been very, very happy that at least I wasn't there to witness that win.
Well, it would have been great because normally I overlap you in a 2K. I would have loved to run past and give you a slap on the right glute and just hang in there, son, hang in there, only a couple of laps to go. But unfortunately, you weren't there. So, just had to wait for you to comment on the Instagram and just write something really stupid and I've just got to read it and, you know, move on. But that's how it is. It was good to kick it off, another medallion around the neck, and hopefully can get through preseason.
That's it. Do you reckon you'll have a crack throughout the year or just wait for the next preseason?
Nah, just a couple laps in the pool, see who else is injured and just do a rehab program for 18 weeks. Can't wait.
Okay, we have some serious news, though, down at Giant Land because there is something very exciting happening down there in the last few days. Our great mate Stephen Vin Diesel Canelio becoming captain, mate. Tell us how that unfolded. That's absolutely fantastic. Obviously been in the works for a while, tremendous leader. And might I just add Phil Davis and Callan Ward, two of the best blokes, leaders, players I've had the absolute pleasure of playing under. They've set that club up for sustained success, in my opinion. I've never seen anything like it. So congratulations to those boys, firstly. But also couldn't be happier for Cogs to take over the mantle now and see where he can take it. How did it come about?
Yeah, mate, spot on. Yeah, just to echo what you said, Phil and Cal, just great blokes and have led the club from the start. I've only been here for a year. You've done two. And we couldn't be happier for Cogsy, our great mate, to take over. I found out, I think it was 2 days ago, they had a meeting. I had no idea and, you know, with most businesses and other things and all that kind of stuff and footy clubs, there's always change. And yeah, it was just, it was, and we even spoke about Alicia Eva. She's the new female, you know, AFLW captain, and now we've got Cogs. And yeah, I think just it's fantastic. Couldn't be happier for Cogs, and you know, all class to the other two that handed the baton over. It's yeah, it was special. And you know what it's like, I guess. You do have the role as captaincy, but when you're in that position, it's not about you know, being captain. You can't take away the kind of leadership banner over your head. Doesn't matter if you are captain or not, you kind of need the whole club to be leaders. So yeah, it's just fantastic recognition for all Cogs's hard work, and he's been there since the start as well. So very exciting, mate. Very exciting. Fantastic. Nothing will really change in terms of how we all go about it, but yeah, very excited for Cogsy.
Fantastic, mate. Just to remind you, this isn't a press conference. All I wanted to know is how it actually came about. Did you vote?
Oh, mate, as you know, you don't disclose what happens in the four walls. Now, you're on the journalism side of things.
I'm already on the outside now.
You and bloody Barrett, mate, you'll probably leak this to the media and get yourself some more squid. You're a little bloody squib, I tell you what. I don't disclose what happens in those four walls, buddy. This is a team full of integrity. We're on a mission to the promised land, brother, and I won't be leaking it a little germ like you.
Yeah, fair. No, that's fair enough, mate. That is totally fair enough. I totally get that. Yeah, I'll move on. Sorry. Apologies. I just want to talk about the Giants for next year because I'm excited. I'm a big supporter now. I'm number one ticket holder at two clubs, the Carlton Football Club and the GWS Giants. I'm in the talks with the AFL at the moment about a special round called the Dylan Buckley Cup for the players. Both clubs specifically. So I'm very excited for that one. It's bring your dad to the game, give him a kiss and watch the footy.
I've heard that. I've heard they're going to fly the reserves team up from Carlton and play them in the NEAFL. Is that what you're talking about?
Sorry, no, it's not actually the AFL. It's the Northern Blues versus the NEAFL Giants. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Jeez, it'll be a cracking game, that one.
It's a curtain raiser. Anyway, moving on. I'm very excited for a few players next year. These are the four players, and these are the four players that I think that are going to make an impact at the Giants next year. And not including Stephen Cornelio and Callum Ward. Okay?
Yep, listening.
Sorry, mate, we'll just get off your phone. Stephen Ward, Callum Ward. Stephen, whatever his name is. My players are Xavier O'Halloran, okay?
The X-Man.
He's going to have a big year. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a big year, this bloke. He's built like a brick shit house. He's a young kid. Bit of injuries last year. Can have a big year. Secondly, Connor Iden. Never seen glutes on a man like this bloke. He's going to have a big year again. This young fella. He's going to have another big year. So get these guys in your fantasy, whatever they are. Those guys, I don't play that, but I...
Super coach.
And, mate, the two draftees that I met last week, I'm nothing but impressed. Lockie Ash. Like, the bloke had an 8-pack. Okay, he could be my dad. He was that big. I don't know what they feed
him. Did you kiss him?
I think he works on a mango farm. That bloke. I might have to start eating some more mangoes. And big Tommy Green, mate. He's an ex-Patrick Cripps. He eats meat pies at half time. He's as big as they come, and I'm very, very excited for him. So they're my four young blokes that I think are going to take the Giants to the promised land next year.
Yeah, well wrapped up, Dil. Wasn't sure you're going to get to the end of that one. Yeah, it's good. The draftees, they do come in with sets of 6 and 8 packs. I do not know what they're doing at 17, but gee whiz, give me something. It's they're specimens these days, and you're right. Big Tommy Green, he's locker buddies with me now, and he's going to fill out the number 12, and he's a big boy. He's a big boy. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they all do. But you're right, those other two you named are going to have big years. And so will a few others, mate. So we'll have to keep a lookout, see how your advice goes during the year. You've just put on a platform in December.
Has Leon been asking about me, maybe like mid-season sort of pickup or anything? Just because he hasn't really been returning my calls.
Nah, I mentioned your name. Who's that, mate? I kind of moved on. I didn't want to get awkward. No real questions from the coach.
Oh, right. So he hasn't been bringing up the big fella at all.
No mention, mate. New year and moving forward. Don't look backwards.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Of course they're bloody mentioning you, mate. They miss you. They bloody miss you. They're going to bloody retire the jumper. They need someone off halfback running down the wing. One bounce, put it on big Jezza Cameron's titties, mate. Of course they talk about you every time we mention the word ball movement. Come on, switch on.
Feeds it inside to Cruiser. He goes to Buckley. There's no one in the square. He could get it to run and roll. He doesn't need to run and roll.
What a goal.
He kicks it out of here.
Oh, what a great kick from Buckley. That's his third goal. This is worrying signs for Melbourne now as we have a look at the Rangers teaming down.
All right, mate, and some fantastic news for both of us, actually. I have got a special announcement. We both have a special announcement. The merch. The merch has gone incredibly well. We can't, you know, I can't thank you all enough for whoever's purchased something, especially over Black Friday. Absolutely incredible. So I do really, really appreciate that. Hopefully some good Christmas presents coming up. We've got more teas in stock. And Tommy, I'm telling you something now, between you and I and everyone listening, there might be some stubby holders on the way and there might be some crew neck jumpers on the way in the next couple of weeks. So just settle, just settle, settle.
And don't that say is big. Nothing. That is big. I'll need a stubby holder for Chrissy Day. When are they out? Give us the goss. Can you release any inside information for all the fans listening?
They're going to be out in the next 7 to 14 days, my friend. Express shipping, they'll be there for Christmas time, okay? But that's all I can say right now. That's all I can say. I'm working with some heavy hitters, so I don't want to spoil the goods. I don't want to spoil the chocolates before they come, mate. So, but we have got something else that's very special for Christmas as well for the listeners, because, you know, our relationship is strong. You know, the audience, the fans, and we're fans of the fans, and we love giving back to them. So there is, again, something special. The special Dylan Friends code is back, 20% off, free express shipping on for all the Dylan Friends listeners to get the Xmas presents coming up for this Christmas. So could be the best Christmas yet. Santa's working overtime at the moment. And get your mum, get your dad, get your sister, get your nan, get your grandpa, get together and have fun.
Yeah, it is It is the best time of the year. We will be having fun. And that is of course, for Rick's Eyewear, that code, unless you're doing a code for your T-shirts. But you've already done the code for your T-shirts, and, geez, they went hot in Black Friday sales. I FaceTimed you one night there. And you
hot cakes, Tommy, hot cakes.
Hot cakes, all right. You hadn't slept for 3 days. You were body packing the whole time. That's how many you had. You didn't know what to do with yourself.
That was good, mate. It's tremendous support. We've got some of the most loyal fans in the game, and I honestly cannot thank them all enough for the efforts. It's been incredible.
No, it is good, and yeah, as I said, it's fantastic. We love the relationship here with Dylan Friends and Rick's Eyewear, and 20% off, free express shipping. Don't worry about returns. Send them after Christmas. We'll sort that out. Don't worry about that if you're going to buy them for your missus or for your mum or your dad or your brother or anyone like that. Dylan Friends is the code, and yeah, it's great, mate. It's great that we work together. Nothing better than when a young fella puts a photo up with the T-shirt on and the sunnies on. It's always good. So speaking of T-shirts, geez, has Mitchie Marsh taken his off yet?
Oh, gee, it's embarrassing, isn't it? Mate, I've sent Mitchie Marsh a T-shirt, and we're getting requests for him to just take it off because he's smelling like a brown onion. He's smelling terrible. Mate, the bloke, he lives in Perth. It's 45 degrees. It's like an onion out there sitting in the sun. He's got sweat patches going from here to here. I had to send him over a grey one as well. He's starting to nearly give the T-shirt a bad name.
Mate, I caught up with a big fella there, and we did a bike. We went to bike bar, and, geez, that was hard work. And he's rocking the grey one there. And then I went and had a few waters with him on the Sunday, and he's rocking the blue one there. Then he's going for a run the other day, and he's rocking it every year. I hope he does the washing, because you're right.
Does he have a you think a bloke that plays this cricket for the Australian level, one of the bloody best blokes you've ever met in your life, he'd be able to afford another T-shirt. But no, at this stage, he's just rocking the grey and the navy. He's probably going to get his hands on the stubby holders. He does love a cordial, and I'm more than happy for him to have a jumper as well. But it could stink up quite quickly.
just quietly on the Perth audience. I mean, I was on off-season, so I was having a few cordials. And the OBH, what an establishment that is. But Jesus, that packed with Dylan Friends listeners. Oh, wow. I thought I was Bradley Cooper walking around there. Jesus, never had anyone ask me for a photo in my life. They just frothed the podcast there, Dill.
Mate, I think it's great to see you. We have some absolutely incredible loyal fans over in the West. Love the West. We've got to get over there, mate. I think we should get over there and do a live podcast at the OBH. We'll get Mitch Marsh up there singing beforehand. And, I think we could have some fun over in the West. I think we could really do some fun things over there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, the West. It was great to be back. And, mate, you know me, I'm always up for a trip. You just need to sort your calendar out and just pull the trigger and I'll be there.
Tommy, that's all I've got for you, my friend. It's been fantastic. It's been great to catch up. I've had great fun having a chat. Like I said, old workmates, old acquaintances, just having a chat. And I look forward to seeing you soon, mate, for a couple of cordials.
Thanks, mate. It's been a pleasure. And to go after Hal Hunter with episode 31 here at Dylan Friends, I couldn't be happier, mate. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Rixmas, a Merry Christmas. Be safe. And I look forward to the next episode, Dill. Take care, mate. And enjoy your 4:30 alarm tomorrow for 3AW, big boy.
See you.
This episode was proudly brought to you by Bonds. Thanks again for listening to the show. If you loved it, please rate and leave a review. If you have any feedback, want to suggest a guest or advertise with Dylan Friends, you can contact me via email, dylan@dylanfriends.com, or slide into my DMs on Instagram, @DillBuckley or @DylanFriends. For bonus content and giveaways, sign up to the email list at www.dylanfriends.com. And to get notifications on release, make sure you subscribe via iTunes or wherever else you listen to the show. And remember, be yourself. Everyone else is taken.